Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Around the World, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion.
Yes.
And tonight, public safety. Mr. Biden signed 10 executive orders. And the only public safety thing he did that I know of is in connection with the virus. All right. Well, that's fine. That's good. But what about the basic public safety that the millions of us don't have? I mean, shouldn't that be signed in as well?
Yeah.
Now, every town in the suburb, New Jersey, Long Island, Westchester, has a public safety department. And in the five boroughs, it's a little different, but they have public safety rules, too. But we, the disabled, are left out of this public safety. If a traffic light goes out, everything goes into motion. They could call the fire department comes out, or the police department, or somebody, and they make sure, you know, that area is covered until they get the thing fixed, so people could read it. You know, they're going to be out there directing traffic. Because it's a public safety, right? But one of our one of the lights that we can't read, we the disabled, we blind, and even some people who are developmental disabled, maybe there's no protection for us. There's no statute that protects us. There's no law. There's no enforcement.
No.
You know, we're taken for granted that somebody's going to help us. And that's one of the worst things that you can put on someone. Especially if they're a disabled female. It's even worse. Because you're vulnerable and you're open to all kinds of craziness and you know, I had a guy one time in the middle of a big snowstorm, and all the curbs were blocked. The light, the accessible light, was up, but it was blocked. The snow was piled up halfway. You couldn't get over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I had this guy who insisted upon helping me cross the street. I was in the middle of the street trying to maneuver with my dog. You know, my dog was... I didn't think it was a good idea to argue with this guy, because here these cars and trucks and everything else is coming. So I went with him. Turns out that the guy is a drunk. You know, and it was only because of my dog that I got across that street.
Right.
But I couldn't access the light. Normally I would have pushed the damn button, you know, and I would have heard the damn thing and waited till I had the light. But I didn't have that option.
Right.
Because the signals were blocked in by, I don't know, a foot or two of snow. They
right.
just jammed the damn snow right up against. Now, is that supposed to be public safety?
Yeah.
Sure. It's good for people who can see the light.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have to worry about climbing over the big snow mountain.
The mountain.
They can
snow.
See it. But we, the public, are left out. And how about all the signs that are up there? You know, to know what kind of a road is being trafficked, and to know what kind of traffic is on a road. You know, stop signs and whatever else they have. Now they have signs up here where I live there's a couple of signs on the grass. I don't know what those signs are about. Who the hell knows? Yeah?
What's new?
Could be maybe there's a poison there or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know what that is. And I got my dog, you know, and public safety. We should be able to read those signs. We should be able
sometimes
to read all the stop signs.
Sometimes there is poison on the grass.
What?
Frank, sometimes there is poison on the grass. They put like a weed killer. You don't know if your dog's
yeah,
good enough.
Yeah, I don't
know
why those signs
eat
are there.
The grass or whatever.
You
know, can't
and
read
there's
that.
Several of them along the walk when I'm walking.
Yeah.
I don't know what they are. I can't read them.
Yeah.
You know, public safety, where is it? You know?
Yeah.
People who are in wheelchairs and the sidewalk is blocked, you know, where you can't get by. And especially if you're in a wheelchair and you're visually impaired too, it's even worse.
Yeah,
you can't see what the situation is.
I ran into a lamppost once.
Yeah.
It wasn't fun.
People should be informed. The public should be informed. And we're part of the public. Where's the public safety? Why didn't Mr. Biden sign an executive order for public safety for everyone with enforcement? I mean, the regular people have enforcement. Well, we don't. You know, the regular people have to be able to read the lights and the signs and everything else because that's part of their safety.
Mm.
And there's enforcement of it.
Yeah.
You know, they're out there. I mean, if a stop sign falls down, you know, as soon as they know about it, they're going to come out there and do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know where stop signs are. Somebody could tell you, but how do you know they're telling you right?
That's true.
You know, could be somebody says, oh, there's a stop sign on the corner. Which corner?
Yeah, right? Right or left?
No. You don't know.
Forward. You don't know.
And people are so ignorant, you know, they don't even know how to direct someone who's visually impaired.
Mm.
That's another reason why we need our public safety, and it should be there. You
yeah,
know?
It should be.
So when we come back, I want to talk about how the guide dog schools can do a lot more for public safety.
Oh, God, yeah.
All right, Inner Sight Around the World. Brought to you by the Big East, the Akita Rescue, and Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady. And we thank them for all their help and caring. And I thank them for my dog.
Yeah.
Can't thank them enough for that. Big
yeah.
East, the Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. If you want to dial them up, Big East, akitarescue.org. And you get all the information. Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the lady to talk to. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty, right here local in Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info, give Mr. Kennedy a call. And I believe he's giving classes now, so you might want to ask him about that
yeah.
if you're interested in learning about real estate. All right. Around the world, Inner Sight, and all the beautiful children, watch out for them, take care of them. Go an extra mile for that child. Corey, Avante, Tommy, little Tommy, Ollie, all the others. We honor them. Around the world, Inner Sight, And let's see, some of our friends, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, SuttonInsurance.com, GoodMojoPrinters.com, TuroLawCenter.com, some of the people that have helped us in the past. And I hope they're still in business.
Yeah,
these days you never know.
Yeah, it's true.
What else we got? Inner Sight. Nobody starved on Long Island. Gary's still operating. That I know.
Yeah.
Good to hear that.
Yeah,
dog food, cat food, or you need medical, give Gary a call. Medical for your animal. 631-484-3085 on the phone number. Dog food or cat food. 484-3085. 631, and we thank them for being there. Long Island Connection on the Facebook. Check them out, people that are trying to make a difference. So check out the Long Island Connection. All right, we got the Able News. How about that?
Yes.
Let's go.
Okay.
Able News. Here we go.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, don't forget to sign our petition to license the guide dog schools, and we're going to have a committee meeting as soon as we can put it together to decide what we're going to do in view of the fact that Senator Boyle cannot get support to license the schools. I mean, what's our next step? You know, we have to sit down and figure that out. We're certainly not going to give up the cause. That's for sure. Never will we give up the cause.
Why not?
There's too many people's lives involved.
At risk. Yeah.
Yeah. So sign the petition, change.org, and we'll keep it going, and somewhere along the line we'll find a solution. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight around the world. James Bahamundi, civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. You need some civil rights advice.
Mm-hmm.
Talking tonight about public safety and not only the guide dog schools. I want to include all the schools. All the schools that deal with children. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And these are, first of all, these accessible pedestrian signals are not just for disabled people. They're for everyone. And children love to operate them. You know, they get a sense of grown up and they're doing something really cool.
Yeah.
You know, I'll never forget the story that Joe told, Joe Arion.
Yeah.
The kid on the corner with the parents, and the parents wanted to cross when they didn't have the light, and the child said, "No, no, mommy, no. Look what it says. It says to wait. Wait."
Uh-huh.
So the child intervened and could have probably saved the parent's life and his own life.
That's right.
So there you have it. This is why these schools, all schools, should make it a point that these lights are put up wherever. Now, the guide dog schools have a real invested interest. And they ought to really make an example out of this, you know. Teach the dog to find these lights. Now, to find the light, it's got to be there.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they should do. They should insist upon enforcement. And they have the money to do something about it.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to keep blind people safe. They're trying to keep the dogs safe. Get those lights up. Accessible pedestrian signals. Get them up there.
Yeah.
Insist. You know, fight for enforcement. They have a good reason to. You know, they try to keep a blind person safe. That's why a lot of these, a lot of public safety doesn't exist, because the agencies and the government don't do enough to make sure that it's there.
It's true.
There's no enforcement for those of us who are left out. And we're talking about a lot of people all over the country. Some cities have more accessible signals than others. Well, that's nice, but they should all have them. They should be all over. Wherever there's a traffic light, to let people know when to cross, there should be a signal that everybody can access for the public safety.
Yeah.
So, you know, we urge the politicians, of course, to do something about it. I mean, this should be without debate, without question. Every politician should want this. You know, and here again, they don't have to spend the money to do the whole thing. Get the agencies to raise some money to do it.
True.
Our group paid for one light in the town of Islip here on Long Island. We tried to get the agencies to chip in and join with us, and they wouldn't do it. We need enforcement, world.
Yes, we do. And, you know, it doesn't cost that much money for those lights anyway. How much was it that time? $500?
Yeah, we raised $500. I raised the money on the subway, by the way.
Yeah.
You know. And we got the light put up. I mean, you know, that's only one light. We did it as an example to try to get these municipalities, you know, to wake up and get these agencies to wake up.
Right.
But they never did.
I remember that.
So
I remember.
Public
I think
safety,
I came in on that.
Yeah, I don't remember. But public safety is very, very important. And all these municipalities that have a public safety division in the town hall should be insisting and should be doing something about enforcement for all. If they're not doing that, they're not doing their job. They're not protecting all the people. They're wasting the money again. There it is again. And they ought to go to these agencies. You know, the town supervisors should contact these agencies for the disabled and say, hey, we want to get enforcement. We want to create signs and lights and everything that everybody can read. We want you to join with us and let's fundraise. Offset some of the cost.
Mm-hmm.
They should do that, and they don't. You know, you call them up. You call up these municipalities, and I've called them hundreds of times. They don't even know what you're talking about when you say the light, the accessible pedestrian. What's that? They go. They don't even know what it is, the idiots. And you wonder why we're not safe?
That's right.
You know, horrible. And all the signs and the barriers and the part of public safety is the people not being let in, accessible, in wheelchairs. That's part of public safety.
Oh, yeah. Well, how about even, you know, you go to some place and you see a set of stairs, and then right up to the set of stairs is a ramp. And you're like, somebody had to see that. You know, and you don't, you're visually impaired yourself, and you see it. You're impaired, of course, but you still see the stupidity of it. And you're like, I'm visually impaired. I barely see that, but yet I see the stupidity of it. How could they have missed it?
Wait a minute.
You know?
I don't understand what you're talking about. There's a ramp there.
What I'm saying is that they have a set of stairs that, you know, leads you up to a wheelchair list and all that. And you're like, what the? How could they have missed this? And you're able to see this mess, and they just had it like that, you know?
Wait a minute. You mean you got to go on the stairs to get to the lift? What are you saying?
To the ramp that's there.
To the ramp?
Yeah.
How are you supposed to do that?
They never
that?
Did anything to just ramp everything. They just had
What's the purpose of the ramp if you can't?
Exactly.
In other words, what you're saying is you can't get to the ramp.
Right.
Well, that's weird. What the hell kind of a waste is that?
A big waste.
That's weird. Who would? What moron did that? I never. First time I've heard of something like this.
Yeah, no, they've done that a lot. I've seen that.
But
you know
that's
what it is? They can't get approval for the other part of it, so they only do their part. You know who does that a lot? The MTA. A lot. They can't get the approval for their part, so they only do their part, I mean the other part, which is another agency's stuff, so they only get the steps done, get rid of their part, and then the other part is left for the other agency to do.
Well, that's why you need enforcement. They can't get approval for public safety.
Yeah.
There's the proof that you need enforcement.
That's right.
Yeah. There should be no fight for approval if it comes to safety.
Right. I know.
I mean, it's crazy. What's a person supposed to do? Bounce the wheelchair on the steps?
On the steps. So stupid.
That's dangerous.
It really is. Very.
That's taking away somebody. That's exactly what we're talking about. There's an example.
Right.
No public safety.
None.
You know? It's crazy. Remember one time I went to the city with one of our advocates. And we got off the subway, and she was in a wheelchair. She couldn't get out of the subway.
Yeah, that stop. Yeah, I know. That always
she had to go to another stop.
Yeah, to get out.
And trying to get back on the train, she almost got caught in the door.
That happened to me once, and they wouldn't fix my wheelchair.
Yeah, so it happens to thousands of people every day. Public safety, where is it? Every subway station should have public safety, and that should include everyone.
Yeah.
How about all the signs you can't read in the subway?
That too. I remember
that's
the time I had trouble at Penn Station, and I didn't know where the hell to get out of the station at all. I was like, where am I? How do I get out? It's I started to get anxious. I was not going to get out of that situation. I'm like, I shouldn't be anxious, but I am. You know?
Well, you couldn't read the signs, right?
No, I couldn't at all.
Well, there it is. There's no public safety.
Nope.
And there's no enforcement. That's what causes the fact that we don't have public safety, no enforcement.
Right. And also the fact that you're getting upset and you're getting scared, basically scared of your situation. You have to be on end now. You don't want to be.
Oh, yeah.
But
people get panicky because they don't.
Very.
They can't figure out you're disoriented now.
Very much. Very much.
You know?
And then people don't understand why you're upset now. Oh,
there
yeah.
There was a sign there with an arrow that
you're
visually impaired, let's say. Sign there with an arrow that you could feel, and it said,
yeah.
you know, street, and the arrow was pointing. Then you know you got to follow that arrow.
That's right. But they don't have that.
No, of course they don't have it.
Yeah.
You know?
Nothing like that.
And then they might have these stupid digital signs now, which can be very confusing because you have all surrounding noise and all kinds of interference in the train and everything. How are you supposed to decipher that with all that stuff going on? You know? It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have a guide dog, best thing to do is to follow the dog.
It is.
Dog will get you out.
It's true. Remember that guy that I was telling you about had that special cane? Well, we got to know a little bit about it today, and it's actually it's going to be considered a robotic cane, but he's not going to have it out for a little while, and it's going to really help with a lot of things, and it's just that right now it's not fully it's only in production. I said, oh, okay.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
who
How
wanted?
How much is this thing going to cost?
It's going to be very expensive, but he's going to make it where you're not going to have to. The person who needs it is not going to have to pay for it. Donors are going to be paying for it. He's not going to. He's going to make it customized for each individual person,
yeah.
which is going to be.
Where's the agencies? Aren't they going to?
They should. They should. He says this is also for
it's
the person
be another thing
who doesn't
where you're
going
to have to struggle. To...
He's thinking about people who don't qualify for dogs either. This would help them. So
people that
I
what?
Guess he was also worrying about people who don't qualify for the dogs that this would help them. He goes there's a whole segment population who don't qualify for dogs and this would help them. You know. At least he was thinking about that. Some people don't even
think about that. What do you mean don't qualify for the dog? I don't understand what that means.
He's saying a lot of people don't qualify for dogs from the guide dogs.
How does he know that if there's no law? Hold it. How does
That's
he know
true.
That
he
if
said
there's
that
no
too.
Law?
Well, I did say that in my comment. Yeah, there's no law to
And there's no license.
Licensing.
In other
That's
words,
right.
an, unlicensed,
yes, I know that.
An unlicensed organization says that a blind person is not qualified for a dog, right?
Well, them.
How do you
yeah.
know that? I mean, that's a stupid thing to say that they don't qualify for a dog. How do you
he
know that?
He wasn't saying that to. He goes, you know, especially if the guide dog school said that he's not qualifying their determination, Frank. He's just offering help. If they do, that's all he's
Yeah,
saying.
But he's not offering help if he doesn't fight for the person who's denied the dog in
well,
lieu of some stupid gadget.
I think if he was more privy to it, he would have, I think.
Sure.
Yeah. He has a dog,
you
I
know?
Think, from the school. But see, he's lucky. He's one of the lucky ones. But not everybody like myself.
Well, he has
or
a
you.
Dog, and now he's going to use that device, too.
Yeah, he's been doing that.
That's
he's
crazy.
Been training. He's been making the device where if you've been denied, you can, you know, get. You
yeah,
know,
but he's not going to use both at the same time. That's going to be very confusing.
Yeah. Well, he's been using it to train, per se, his own. He goes, it's been hard, but I've had to do this, to train the cane that he's using. So I don't know how that works, but I wish him luck with
it. I
don't know.
This thing sounds like a fly-by-night situation.
No, he's actually been taking his time, and actually Amazon offered him a lot of money to buy out his idea, and he said, I didn't go for it because I wanted people to have this you know, at a free rate. And
what does Amazon want with it? What do they want with it?
They want to develop it at a cheaper rate. He didn't want that. He wanted the authenticity to stay the same. He didn't want anybody to cut corners and not make something that the disabled could use.
Oh, I don't
know.
This sounds very confusing and possibly dangerous.
It's more technical. You know who would understand it more? And I started laughing to myself when he was explaining it. I said, "Oh, I know who would really like this." You know, your friend, your other friend who likes digital.
I wouldn't count on him.
Neither would I, but that's who I thought would be interested in it.
Anyway, probably
buy the first one off of them.
No matter what you have, give us the public safety. So if you have this device,
yeah, right,
let's say, and they're not going to give us public safety, what good is
What's
it?
What's the sense? It's not.
I don't care what you have.
Mm-hmm.
I want that sign there so I can read it.
Yeah.
Like everybody else. There's no substitute for that.
No,
you know?
There isn't.
Because how do you know the damn machine is reading it right? You don't know that.
You don't know that, no.
Of course you don't. The sign is up there, you know. More of a chance that the sign is right than the stupid machine. Because it's up there. You know?
Yeah.
That's what I say. I don't care if you want to walk around with a machine. Go ahead. But make everything accessible and make it so we have public safety, like everybody else. You know, you see, if they don't want us to be like everybody else, they're robbing us of our equality.
He actually wants to be like everybody
That's
else.
That's the inner sight
That's
philosophy.
That's why he created this thing. Too many people in his group that he has got ran over by cars. So that's why he created this thing, because he was tired of people getting run over by cars.
How is this
that's
thing going to protect you from a car?
That's why he created it. What?
How is this thing going to protect you from getting hit by a car?
It gives you your location, so you're able to avoid, like, within. That's the only good thing that I really found out about this thing. He said it gives you, like, if anything's close to you within a foot. So if a car is coming close to you, it will, within like a shadow of a doubt, tell you that car is very close to you.
Yeah, but
you've
can't
got it
trust that.
Doing that.
You can't. Suppose the car is swerving and turning and bouncing in the air and all that. Come on, man. No, hell no. Nothing
can protect exactly
you from a car like a guide dog. Nothing.
I have no idea if it works or not, but he said it was working.
Nothing.
So.
Nothing. Because you don't know
what
that car is going to do.
I know.
So
I
don't know where the hell this guy's coming from, but I think he
has a guide dog, so don't think that he doesn't.
I think
he's
kidding. Well, then let him stick with the dog.
He does. But he's saying that for the people who don't have the luxury of getting a dog from these schools right now, he's trying to see how he could fill that void. I don't know how he's going
to
do it.
If he really wanted to help those people, he would fight for the licensing.
Yeah.
You know? Because that's
I think if he was Well, I think it is too.
Because this device is not going to take the place of a person who has no rights denied a guide dog.
Yeah.
It's not going to do that. Not going to do that. The person, the school keeps the money and denies the person, and here he comes along with this device, you know? And now how's the person going to pay for the device and the school raise $100,000? That's crazy, man. You're complicating things.
Yeah.
So in my mind, you're creating more of a situation. You know? I mean, that's crazy. You know, it should be, the person should have the choice. Do you want this device or you want the dog? And there should be a law to protect the people who deny the dog.
That's true.
You know? And now what about licensing this device? There's another situation. If it's going to be used for safety it's going to have... Was it going to have motors and all that?
Yeah. It's not going to be heavy. He's trying to make it not heavy at all because that's his primary goal. So he's
working inside. But I mean, is it
going to
have motors? How's it going to move?
You're going to move the cane, yeah, but it's not going to have any kind of... it's not going to be heavy. He's trying to make it not heavy.
He's probably going to have to get a state license.
For the cane, yeah. Well, he's wants to eventually have Helen Keller try it out. So they're getting a prototype cane from this guy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
People are interested in it.
I'm actually interested in it. You know why? I want to see what this is about, honestly. And maybe we can influence what he develops. That's what I was interested in anyway. Because maybe we do have a say in what could be something in the future that might be good if people want it. We'll make sure that some our ideas are also, you know, into that making of that, which might be good.
We still should have public safety, no matter what you get.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
You know, if we're not going to have public safety, suppose the damn thing breaks in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
Where the hell are
you?
I mean, you're dealing with a piece of metal, a machinery.
Yeah.
That stuff breaks down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have some callers, Frank.
All right. In a sight, 213-816-1650 around the world, public safety. Everybody needs it. We're left out.
Yeah.
We the disabled. All right. Who we got online?
We have a new caller, but they haven't. Press 1 if they'd like to speak with the host. Also, we have Maureen who has pressed 1.
Maureen from Queens.
Yep.
All right, let's take Maureen's call. And new caller, welcome. Thank you.
Well, new caller hasn't pressed to be, wants to speak yet, so I'm just letting them listen.
That's all right.
Yep. Hey, Maureen.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Well, no luck with the lottery last night.
What?
No luck with winning the lottery last night.
Me neither, so don't feel bad.
Did anybody win?
Someone in Maryland.
Only in,
one
in
person.
Maryland. But you still could have won $1 million.
What'd you say, Maureen?
One person in Maryland won the Powerball last night.
Maryland, yeah, won all of it.
Oh, somebody
won. The whole thing.
Yeah, somebody could have won the third prize. You should look. And one was in New York.
Yeah. We had
third
one number.
Prizes. Nobody, you didn't get it?
We had number 22, that's it.
Oh, all right.
You don't get anything if you're having the mega. If you had the mega number, a Powerball, I'm sorry, do you get anything for having the Powerball number?
I think you
number?
Get a free ticket from what I remember.
Oh.
Yeah, Powerball number.
I have to double check.
All
we.
Or $2 or $4.
Yeah. Did the what say that again, Suzanne? I'm sorry.
I think you get a ticket or you get like a couple dollars or something and that's it. I don't remember exactly what it is now. I can look it up. Hold on. I had to download the lottery thing and then you downloaded it on the smartphone and I scanned the card. That's the only way. I couldn't see the numbers, but I was able to, see the
Yeah, we only had the number 22.
With my good eye. So I saw some lines. So I held the phone up to the scan code. I figured those were the scan code that was talking about it. My phone beeped a little. I didn't know if it was the same beep, but then it said on the phone, I expanded it with my Zoom on my phone. And it said, you are not a winner.
No. No. Of course not.
I was like, oh, so that's what you're saying. I guess I'm not a winner. I did that to
you. Yeah, I guess not.
Card that I, my husband and I had two cards,
well,
and it said the same thing. And I was
congratulations
like, oh,
to
oh,
the
yeah.
to the winner.
But Mega,
hold
good.
It.
Wow.
Congratulations to the winner in Maryland. And
yeah.
if you want to help in a site, we greatly appreciate it.
Right.
Exactly.
I'll check my family tree, too, see if I know any relatives of ours in Maryland.
My son lives in Maryland.
Oh,
cool.
Really?
Oh, he does? Maybe he won.
Yeah.
You got to check him, Frank.
No idea.
Anybody want to know the winning numbers? I got it. You got 22, the Powerball number? Yeah, that is the Powerball number.
It is the Powerball?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to see if we put down, I'll have to see if we put that down, because we picked some ourselves, and then we took a couple of quick picks, so I have to see where
did.
We put the 22.
Yeah, 22
so if
is
it
the
is
Powerball
the Powerball.
Number. But they're all kind of high numbers, which I thought was kind
of yeah,
weird,
kinda.
Too, but... It was 40,
we tried to shuffle them
53,
up, but they were
60, 68, and 69. I'm like, those are
yeah.
weird numbers. They're all high.
Yeah, I said our numbers sounded better, but the others came up, you know.
Yeah, I know.
When my mom and I used to get, you know, we go, oh, those sound lousy. No one will win with those. But somebody won last night with 360-somethings, yeah.
Yeah, they're really weird numbers.
So if the
yeah.
Powerball number is 22, I'll check to see if we get a free ticket or something. I'll take
yeah.
it to the we'll take it to the candy
but,
store.
Mega Millions is 900 and something million.
That's tomorrow? Tomorrow night?
No, I thought it hold on, I gotta look. I think Saturday,
no.
I'm not sure. Usually it's Saturday.
Well, we got,
hold on,
we
I
gotta
look.
For that,
I don't
so.
Know.
Hmm. I'm trying everything,
no,
everything
I don't know.
To try to get her out. And find a
yeah,
place,
right?
you know?
I'm trying to do that for my mom, too.
Yeah. No, we're not
I'm
lucky
gonna
in
win.
This
That's
stuff.
That's how you have to think. I'm going to win. And if I win, I'll give you some.
Oh, thanks. Same here. Same here.
Thank you.
Of course, we
and
live
I
in New York,
Frank's
so we want to
get something from me, too. To, you know,
yeah.
to start
yeah.
in a site.
Of course. Of course. Of course,
yeah.
we live in New York, so immediately half of it is gone.
Oh, yeah, it goes to them.
Yeah.
We all know
get
that.
Half, so. Yeah. I think in Canada you get the whole thing.
Oh, so should we be playing Canadian Lottery?
Do they have one? I'll have to check. Yeah, you get the whole thing.
I don't know
thing.
If we could play Canadian Lottery. I don't know
Wait,
if
your
we
phone's
could
breaking
play
up
Canadian
a bit,
Lottery.
Susan.
Your
I'm phone's
sorry?
Breaking up a bit. I said your phone
oh,
is breaking
is.
Up a bit again.
I could
again.
Ask my cousins on my father's side. They live in Canada, but I haven't spoken to them in ages.
Well, it's time to reunite your relatives, right?
What, my relatives in Canada?
Yeah, you just said somebody has relatives there, right?
Yeah, it's on my father's side of the family, and she went to Canada because the United States gave her trouble with her visa for some reason. So she went to Canada.
I said, well, it's time to reunite with them again, right? See if they
yeah,
really
right.
have better luck. Because if you win there,
lottery?
You get the whole
no.
thing, right? Oh, Lord, I'm just so tired. Because the lady from the nursing home today said it would be best if I get her around and soon, you know? But, I mean,
yeah.
this thing could go... We don't know how long this thing could go on. We really don't.
That's
you know? And I see Mr. Biden... I see Mr.
Oh,
Biden
yeah.
last night at the Lincoln Memorial was maskless. He and his bunch didn't have masks on.
Uh-oh.
You know, the ones that will always say, oh, President Trump, they didn't have masks. They'll be super spreaders. Nah, because it's them.
Yeah.
It's a different set of rules now. Mm-hmm.
He was saying, oh, these are the family that I'm with all the time.
What did he say?
Now. He's probably saying, oh, these are the family that I'm with all the time.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, we could all say that, you know, different things. But it's just that Trump could have said that, too, you know. But
yeah.
if they really want to stop this, you got to stop air travel, not only abroad, but in the country also, till we get rid of this a bit. That's what we should do.
Yeah, but I'll
you
tell
know?
You something. They're not going to do that.
too much money going.
It's all the people who,
isn't that part
you know,
of public safety?
Their,
why?
If they want to travel somewhere, they have their own, you know, little. They want to go somewhere, and they're not going to do it. They're just not going to do it.
Why is he allowing? Hold it. Why is he allowing people to come in from other countries? If that's the case, I mean, isn't it part of public safety to keep people out?
That's the thing. That shows how this is.
I don't know if he said anything about that, but I'm sure Fauci is running this whole. I watched it today, and he's in charge of all of the vaccine distribution and all of the stuff now. So I'm sitting there like, oh, geez, this is going to be amazing.
That's the guy who started the whole damn thing in the first place.
That's the guy that was telling us it wasn't their
relationship with the World Health Organization, I think, today.
He went. He's gone back to them.
So, and I'm like, okay, then what are you going to do now? You're going to keep the way it was, or are you going to change it? Are you going to make it a better World Health Organization? Or everything's just going to remain the same?
Look, they say the World Health Organization should be investigating how this was allowed to get around the globe. That's what they should have been doing in this whole past year.
Mm. Yeah, I agree.
You know? And hold people responsible who did it. And make sure something like this never, ever, ever happens again.
Yeah.
You know?
This,
like I say, the pandemic of 104 years ago, we didn't have this many people in the world. People didn't travel like they do today. So that one's going to be less time than this one, I'm sure. You know? How many more millions of people are there in the world now since then, you know? They go everywhere. So this one's going to take a heck of a lot longer to get rid of. And you have incompetent people. Shut down the air travel for a while. You know?
Yeah.
Inside the country as well as outside. People from other states shouldn't even be traveling. Yeah. If you really, truly want to stop this pandemic and show that it's a really true pandemic, then do it for God's sake. But you know what the problem is? They're losing too much money. You know?
Yeah, they want to sell more drugs. What are you talking about?
What Frank say again?
More drugs.
I didn't hear what you said.
Sell more drugs.
They want to sell more drugs, Frank said.
Of course.
Right.
You know, every night you hear, well, not every night, but, okay, your hepatitis shot, if you were born between the years of 1945 and 65. Okay, so you go get your hepatitis shot. Then you got to take your pneumococcal pneumonia shot. Then you got to take your shingles shot. And then you got to take your COVID shot. So now you're all shot out now. So, I mean, it's all freaking, most of it is money making.
If you live.
Yeah, what?
If you live.
Yeah, if you live is right, you know? You know, I mean, on half these things,
I mean,
you
want
to
make
know,
people
you have them.
Disabled well, and they don't want us to be equal. That's what they're doing.
Nah.
They don't want us to be, what was the first thing? My phone needs to be charged, so.
They don't want us to be
equal. I've been on it like all day again. They don't want us to be equal or what?
They don't. They want to make us, by giving people all those shots, they can make a lot of people become disabled, but they don't want us to be equal.
Yeah, that's true.
It's weird.
It's right. It's just sad because you can't trust people. You don't know what you're being told is the truth, you know, and what's true and what's not true, and it's just sad when it affects people's health, you know, and lives. You know, you can't play around with people's lives, you know, so but that's what they're doing, I'm afraid, you know, because, it wasn't going to be a pandemic, it wasn't going to be bad, this is what Fauci first said, and they have him as a recording, his actual voice. And then when Trump said, but that's who we got his, reports from. He got them from Fauci. He didn't make them up. He's not a doctor. He did what he was told.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, first you told it's not going to be bad. Don't worry, it's not going to be a pandemic. It's not. It's going to go away. And now, right after that, don't wear the mask. Wear the mask. Don't wear the mask. Wear the mask. It's just incompetency, or I don't know what it is, but it's very dangerous, you know? It really is. You know, and then we can't see our loved ones, or they can't see us. You know?
Yeah.
Just a horrible thing.
They created
a
mess,
even
that's for sure.
Say it again, Frank. My phone is going, so
they created a mess.
Yeah, and what they should do is, you never even hear them bring up, like, how to open nursing homes or how to get people to bring in a few at a time and have a special place and where you could see them. They don't even, nursing homes don't even matter to them, you know?
Nope.
Yeah,
or the relatives. It's very sad. Very, very sad, you know?
It is.
All right, listen, Maureen, we're gonna move on.
Yeah,
we
take care. Take care.
All right.
Okay.
Try to find out about that court.
Yeah, I'll do that.
And we'll see what we can
do.
Take care.
All
right.
All
right.
All right.
Inner sight. You know, just so.
All right.
Yeah.
Take care.
Okay. You too. Bye.
Hang in
bye.
There,
bye-bye.
Kid. Inner
okay.
sight.
I will.
And
take care.
Public safety. Tonight's theme on the Inner Sight show. You know, what is needed is a strict law that all people have to come under public safety, be equal. Now, next week we're going to do a show on when the politicians say all Americans.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really talking to all Americans. They're talking to those Americans who are equal.
That's right.
They're leaving out millions of us.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about that next week, and what needs to be done with that, and to address people who don't even have the basics. You know, I mean, what we were talking about before, people have to. Stand up and try to invent machines so we can be equal. I mean, think about that. That's so stupid and ridiculous. Why should we have to invent a damn machine so we can be equal? We didn't create this mess.
That's true.
The government did, and the agencies. They should be out there making every damn sign accessible and give us public safety. Not us. We shouldn't have to do it. They created this mess. So, you know, don't give me a machine. Give me equality. Because no machine is going to make you equal. Remember, a machine can break down.
That's true.
And then you're out there and you got nothing if you depend
That's
on a machine.
True.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. You want to call in? Well, we'd love to hear your comments on it. You don't have to agree with us. No. You got your own point of view. We respect that, and we'd like to hear it. Tomorrow night, the funnies. All right, we're going to have some fun here. Tomorrow night on Inner Sight, we're going to have some Jack Gleason Honeymooners.
Oh, you said you wanted Abbott and Costello.
Abbott and Costello.
Which one did you want?
Find it.
What?
What have you got?
Well, you said you wanted
one. Oh, do the big
particular.
One. Do the who's on first.
Oh, you want that one? Okay.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay, I'll find that one. I like
that
one.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay.
And we'll probably have the philosopher. We gotta have the philosopher on with Dr. The philosopher on his analogy of Dr. Fadi. I mean Fossey. Yeah, Dr. Fadi is full of gas. Let him blow away.
All right, don't spill all the beans, pun intended. And no, don't spill all the beans until tomorrow. No pun intended.
Oh, tomorrow night, the philosopher will philosophize.
Be spilling beans.
On Dr. Forty.
It's from Dr. Forty.
You know. Yeah. On Inner Sight, right here, 9 to 10 live. Join us tomorrow night. Louie will be here.
Yes,
Louie,
he will.
My brother.
Oh,
all right.
He's such a good
tomorrow
guy.
Night. And, yeah, we'll have a little fun. Who cares?
We all do whenever Louie comes on and Maureen. We got some characters, and we love them all.
All right. Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Let's see, television, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network rerun. Sorry about the rerun. 1997, Manhattan Neighborhood, Channel 3 on the Spirit. And we were on tonight, 7:30, Channel 20. Yeah, I know they keep running the same show. What am I supposed to do about it? You know? We don't even if we shot a show, we don't have access to the studio to edit.
Yeah.
So the whole thing will be straightened out soon.
Once we're allowed back. Yeah.
And when we do our, we're working on putting together a YouTube show.
Yeah, and then once we get the
all
YouTube
right.
show, we could probably send the shows to. You know, MNN for the time being, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Sure,
yeah.
We could. All
yeah.
right, Inner Sight around the world means freedom. Let's see, what's the latest number? 300,000, 100,000, gee, I'm wishful thinking. 100,000.
103,538 for our shows.
100,000, 3,000.
103,000,
538.
Correct.
All right, we're headed to 104,000.
Correct.
We're going to make
it. Almost 500 more listens before we hit 104.
Yeah. Oh, maybe
yeah.
we'll get them by the weekend. Who knows?
Maybe.
All right, Inner Sight. And, you know, people say, write your congressman, call your congressman. That doesn't do a damn thing.
It totally
you know?
Doesn't.
You got to
mm-hmm.
have the money. The agencies have to be mandated, you know, to raise the money along with the government. Because you could talk to your congressman until you drop dead, and a lot of people have.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and they're not going to do a damn thing because they operate on money. Let's face it. I mean, you don't believe it? Look what's happening now. The whole damn Senate is knocking down Biden's proposal. It's all the money. Well, it is. So help us get the agencies to start raising the money. You know, anybody out there, you want to donate to Inner Sight? We want to lower the taxes and help you. All right. Call us 631-224-3090. We'll explain the whole thing to you. Explain it to you on the phone. Or email innersight@pmail.com. All right, we'll see you tomorrow night on the Funnies, Inner Sight. Suzanne, co-host, engineer, thanks.
You're welcome.
And all our listeners, Maureen, for calling in. New listener
yeah.
on the phone. We appreciate you and all the others. Oil of oregano for the virus, apple cider vinegar, vitamin D and C. You know, keep that immune system high. There's your protection. Best protection in the world, immune system. Keep it high. Massage your glands. Very good.
Oh, yeah.
Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Thank you, everyone. Goodbye.